The concept is emerging based on the original UN concept of the green economy, trying to understand better how oceans and seas and other body waters could be explored in a sustainable manner with a view to promoting broad-based development. There's been a growing appreciation that the world's oceans and seas require a more in-depth attention and coordinated action from economic, social, and environmental dimensions.
How are the various sectors of this blue economy linked to climate change and natural disasters?
We look at the blue economy from a holistic and an integrated manner. And for this region in particular, there are several, let's say, dimensions that are important, from the opportunities it offers in the context of the fishing industry to the tourism opportunities, transport, and of course, the exploitation of deep seabed resources, mineral resources, and energy potential otherwise. And none of those dimensions can be exploited without due consideration to climate change. Some of the countries in this region are amongst the most deeply affected countries from climate change variations. We are talking of small island states such as the Comoros, the Seychelles, as well as to other coastal countries like Madagascar and Tanzania, Kenya for that matter.
In your opinion, do you think the locals in East Africa are aware of the concept of blue economy?
At least in the higher levels of power and decision making, there is a certain degree of understanding about the concept. However, what is really important is the level at which these concepts are domesticated and are part of the policy making and implementation process across different levels of government in our member states. As you know, in July, there will be the Financing for Development Conference in Addis Ababa, where, amongst other things, the world will be discussing how to finance the implementation of sustainable development goals. One of the aspects that Africa has to take into consideration in discussing financing for development is maximize the opportunities to raise the domestic resources. And exploiting opportunities that the blue economy offers can strengthen that argument. And addressing some of the loopholes that current practices could, again, increase the revenue flows. This sector is plagued by all sorts of problems from illegal fishing to piracy, underground illegal trade and trafficking, and so on and so forth, which rob the countries in the region with important resources for their development.
What do you think are the expected outcomes of this meeting that will happen in Madagascar next week?
Some sort of a blueprint on the way forward, one that favors regional cooperation, because what matters on the seas also matters to landlocked countries. After all, it is their most favorite transport route. It is not a conversation only of island states and coastal states. It is a conversation of the entire region because of the integrated nature of the economies today.